God. God gives me the victory. Gives me the victory. Gives me the victory. Oh, thanks be to God.
Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled Receiving and Ministering Healing. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free tape of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Turn with me to three openings, please, this evening. Three openings in the gospel accounts. Matthew 9. We'll go then to Luke 8. And then wind up in Mark 5. Matthew 9. Luke 8. Mark 5. If you've been here on the Friday nights for the past several weeks, you know that we have been ministering on healing. The title of the series is Receiving and Ministering Healing. And we've been studying one by one the individual accounts of healing in the ministry of Jesus. Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John record about 19, and I say about because it depends on what you count and what you don't count. Because if you count people delivered of spirits, it would be more than that. Dead raised would be more than that. But we're limiting it to just physical healing, with the occasion where there was healing and raised from the dead, we include those. But about 19 of these, it seems like more because Mark and John and Luke record the same one that Mark does, and then vice versa. And you find three different occasions of the same healing. But many places where it says that multitudes were healed, but where it says who they were, what was wrong with them, what they said, what Jesus said, how he ministered to them, how they received, only about 19 of those. And we begin, let me review a little bit. Y'all know I like to review. We talked about, I believe the first one was the healing of the leper. And then we talked about the healing of Peter's mother-in-law. Then we talked about the healing of the paralytic, the man born by four. Then we talked about the healing of the nobleman's son. And I believe last week we talked about, we talked about the man with the withered hand. And then last week we talked about the healing of the centurion's servant. We're going to look tonight at the healing of Jairus' daughter. Amen. The healing of Jairus' daughter. That's recorded in Matthew 9, Luke 8, Mark 5. We'll do it in that order because I want us to wind up in Mark 5. So Matthew 9, if you would go there. And let's pray and release our faith tonight. I believe people can be healed right here, right now, tonight. We're going to read these accounts of this healing. But we're not just going to marvel at how wonderful it would have been to be back in the day of Jesus. And we're not just going to marvel at the interesting historical account. We're going to remind ourselves that this is who we serve today and that he's here right now. And what he did there then, he'll do here now. What he did for this person, he'll do for you and for me. He's no respecter of persons. How many believe he is the great I am? Not I was. Not I used to be. But you know, a lot of people have endeavored to turn the I am into the I was. Do you know that there are whole religious groups that'll tell you that he used to heal, but he doesn't anymore? That he used to fill with the Spirit, but he doesn't anymore. He used to answer prayer for material things, but he doesn't anymore. Well, they just got through saying the I am was. Nobody has the right to say that. Amen. The I am is. Amen. He is. Amen. The Lord who heals thee. Isn't he? Yeah. Jehovah Rapha. He is. Not was. Everybody say is. Yes. He is. Yes. the Lord my physician. The Lord who, not was. Don't come try to tell us he was. Used to be, but it's passed away. When the last apostle died, all that ceased. Said who? Where's that at in the Bible? No. The I am is the I am. The I am is. The I am does. The I am didn't heal. Used to. He heals today. Meets needs now. In Faith Life Church. On Friday night. In the summertime. He heals people. In this place. Somebody said, well, that's very bold, Brother Keith. That's the only way you get anything from God. You got to believe. You got to expect. You can't say, well, we hope so. But you just never know, Brother Keith. You just never know. No, you never know. And you never receive. But you get to the place where you're confident of the Bible says is true and it belongs to you now. You'll begin to see changes in your life. How many lift up your hand and say, I know he answers prayers today. I know he'll help you pay your bills today. Come on now. I know he'll get you out of debt. Anybody testify? Have you seen it? Do you know? I know. I know he'll heal your body, your physical body. Lift up your hand if you know it. And you say, yeah, I know it. Look at that. Hands all over this place. We are not alone. Glory to God. Well, let's talk about it because we can be excited reading this because we know what he did right here, he will do tonight. We can know it of a fact. Matthew 9, let's pray. We'll begin reading in verse 18 then. Father, we thank you so much for your goodness and faithfulness. What a good, good God you are. You've healed us so many times. We know of so many others you've healed, so faithful. We do not believe the erroneous teachings that healing and miracles have passed away. We don't believe that. We don't believe it's just all up to you because you told us that our faith would make us whole. So we know that you put responsibility in our hands and our hearts. So Lord, give everybody here tonight, everybody that'll hear these tapes and by any other medium, ears to hear. Eyes that see and hearts that are open and receptive. Let the word come in strong. Push out doubt and fear and unbelief. And cause faith to be strong enough to rise up and receive what you have for us tonight. Everybody hurting in this place. We don't believe it's your will for them to continue to hurt. And we're inviting you by your Holy Spirit. And by your holy angels. By your healing anointing to move through this people tonight. Move through this room tonight. Manifest your presence and let healing be manifest and pain leave and growths disappear and diseases fade away to the glory of your holy name. Let it be even so in Jesus' name. And we'll give you all the glory. We'll give you all the praise and tell everybody you did it in Jesus' name. Amen. Praise God. Matthew 9:18. Now, coupled with this is the story of the healing of the woman with the issue of blood. We're going to save her for another night. So we'll read the first part, skip that passage, and then read the rest. Matthew 9:18. While he spake these things unto them, behold, there came a certain ruler and worshipped him, saying, my daughter is even now dead, but come and lay your hand upon her, and she, what?
Shall.
Do you hear how positive that is?
Yes.
No maybes and mights and will sees. Not even any if it be thy wills.
Right.
Notice how conspicuous they are for their absence.
Yes.
Somebody says, well, Jesus taught us to pray that way. Not about healing, he didn't.
No.
Jesus prayed that way in the garden, didn't he? Not my will, but thy will be done. And when you're talking about consecrating to doing the will that God has called you to do, his plan for your life, you need to. You should be ready to say, Lord, if you want me to go to China, I'll go. If you want me to stay in Branson, I'll stay. Not my will, but yours be done. And you pray that, not just one day, but you pray that all your life. But they weren't having a healing meeting in the garden. Is that right?
That's right?
See, there are different kinds of praying. And you don't pray all prayer by the same rules, if you will. They weren't praying for the sick in the garden. And so people have really made a huge mistake by tagging the faith-destroying phrase when it comes to a prayer of faith, "If it be thy will," on every prayer for healing. No, you don't pray that way. It'd be just as scriptural to pray if somebody was lost and they came down to the altar and you taught them to pray, "Now, Lord, save me, if it be thy will. If not, then thy will be done." Why don't teach people to pray that way about being born again, if it's right to pray that way about everything? Do you see what we're saying? No, it's not right to pray that way about everything. Things that the Word of God have revealed to us, the Scripture plainly tells us. It's not His will that any should perish. Right? It's His will for all to be saved. So then you don't pray for people to be born again with an "if it be thy will." And if you'll study the Scriptures, you'll find that He's revealed that it is His will for us to be healed too. So you don't pray "if it be thy will" to be healed. And I hope you don't persist in praying that, because you'll not be able to get in faith praying that way. You must dispense with that if you're going to get in faith. So notice how positive. He said, come and lay your hand on her, and what'll happen? See, faith will tell you ahead of time what's going to happen. I said, faith will tell you ahead of time. What's going to happen? We're going to pay this thing off. What's going to happen? We're going to get a new house. What's going to happen? We're going to give this to the missionaries. We're going to give this amount. Might not even have it in the bank. But if you got it in your heart, then you begin to say, "This is what's going to happen. We shall do this." How many can prophesy and say, "I'm coming out of debt"? Are you? Coming out of debt? And I'm coming up. And we're going to give more and have more and do more for God than ever before. Well, now you just never know what's going to... No, we shall. We shall. You see how positive she... He said, come lay your hands on her and she shall live. Jesus arose and followed him. So did his disciples. Now skip down to, 23, right? 23. When Jesus came into the ruler's house and he saw the minstrels and the people making a noise, he said to them, well, I can't pass that up. Everybody say, people making a noise. I may know that folk making the most noise are not always the ones in faith. Hooping and hollering and carrying on. I mean, you can be waving your arms and spitting cotton. That don't mean you're in faith. Huh? Faith is not just about how loud you can get, how much noise you can make. Faith is of the heart. With the heart, man believes.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching entitled Jairus' Daughter, you may write to More Life Ministries, Post Office Box 1010, Branson, Missouri, 65615. Or you may call our offices at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. The offer number is R-725. That's R-725. And the tape will be sent to you postage paid. For more information about this ministry and an itinerary of upcoming meetings, please visit our website at www.morelifenow.org. Also, if you are visiting in our area, we invite you to attend service with us at Faith Life Church in beautiful Branson, Missouri. Service times are Friday evening at 7:30 and Sunday morning at 10 o'clock. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.
Thanks be to God, God who gives me